This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As we take time with God each day, God meets with us personally. He interacts with us. He speaks to us through His Word. He reveals Himself to us. He gives us a sense of His leading and guidance in our lives. And as we honor and obey and trust Him and walk with Him and allow His Holy Spirit to work in and through us, we find our lives becoming so much more than we could ever have imagined that they could be. Why? Because it's God at work. When we choose to live life with God on the sidelines, making Him a part of our lives when it's convenient, then we miss all of what life can be for us. Life is best when God is at the center of it. Well, this week we're looking at Isaiah chapter 6 and the experience Isaiah had of God, which left him forever changed and resulted in him never being able to take God away from the center of his life. We want to read the passage again today, Isaiah 6 verses 1 through 7. Isaiah says, "In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord, high and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. And one called out to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.' And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out, while the temple was filling with smoke. Then I said, 'Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.' And one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs, and he touched my mouth with it and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven.'" You can just see, as we read that, how powerful an impact this would have had on Isaiah's life. "I saw the Lord," he says. Now, what did he see about the Lord? Well, he says, "I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, the throne of everything. I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and exalted." Now just think about those words. The Lord sitting on a throne, high and exalted. Do you know that God is so far beyond us, so far above us, that he could never be placed on a continuum with us, just further up the continuum, as more powerful, more holy, more glorious? No, he is so far beyond us. He is high and exalted. Later on, God would say through this prophet Isaiah in chapter 55, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." God is so far beyond us. How foolish we are to question God's ability to think and plan things aright when we don't understand why he has allowed something in our lives, why he's doing things a certain way. How ridiculous for us to think we can outguess God, or that God wasn't thinking clearly. No, we need to come to a place of total and complete trust in the God who is high and exalted. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.